This is GQDN for Monday, September 30th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. It's really, really good stuff. If you do that, you get some really good stuff. Yeah. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of stuff up there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some live service game coming. We also have some Death Stranding 2 news. And what the smurf? But we begin today with Wildhead, because it happened at 12:04 a.m. Sunday morning. Team Liquid has won the raid to world first, and Wellhead did show, after 404 pulls, their composition. So they had two tanks, one Guardian Druid and one Brewmaster Monk, four healers, four Improvisation Evokers, one Holy Paladin and one Holy Priest, eight melee, two Frost Death Knights, two Fury Warriors, one Havoc Demon Hunter, one Subtlety Rogue, one Reputation Paladin, and one Enhancement Shaman. Six ranged, two Devastation Evokers, two Arcane Mages, one Destruction Warlock, and one Beast Mastery Hunter. They also went through the names and all the specs that they used, along with some of the gear that they had, in order to pull that off. So, everything went well with them, and hats off to them. 404 pulls to get that done. Well done, Liquid. Well done. Now we'll head off to lawsuit land, because Epic did launch a new lawsuit for the Epic Store, and this time it was against Samsung and Google. So, some of the Samsung phones uses an auto blocker, and they have to be turned off to install the Epic Games in Fortnite. And they have quite a few steps in order to do that. So, the Epic boss, Tim Sweeney, did do some talking in a press briefing. That was ahead of the lawsuit being made public. And he said, quote, "The instigator of this complaint is one and only one thing. Samsung really recently introduced a piece of technology it calls AutoBlocker, which blocks sideloading of software. It blocks the installation of software from the stores that aren't its own, or the Google Play Store." Now, Google themselves did respond to the lawsuit, and a spokesperson was talking to Eurogamer and said, quote, "This is a meritless lawsuit. Android device makers are free to take their own steps to keep their users safe and secure." So we will see who wins that one. Who's right and who's wrong. But who's canceled? PC Games N did say that Netflix canceled the Overwatch, Diablo, and StarCraft shows. So Blizzard was working with Netflix on a series of projects, and it did imply a lawsuit between the two that did put a stop to the collaboration. Now, in the upcoming book, Play Nice, The Rise and Fall of the Future of Blizzard Entertainment, done by Schreiers, did say that they were talking with Netflix and a bunch of series that was going to be about those three games. Now, the book isn't out yet, but there's still some Reddit comments, and they were talking about it. But what stopped it was a California lawsuit, because back in 2020, Activision Blizzard took Netflix to court because there was a, quote, "intentional interference with a contract," end quote, and some type of competition. And that went around the CFO, Spencer Newman. So the closer that this book comes out, we're going to know some details of what was going on in Blizzard Entertainment. Play Nice is the title. Now, PC Games did reach out to Activision Blizzard for a comment, but so far, they haven't said anything. Shows were canceled. I wonder if they heard voices. According to GameSpot.com, Death Stranding 2 latest footage did debut some new characters and a talking doll. And this will be Death Stranding 2 on the beach. And they were at the Tokyo Game Show, and Kojima Productions did debut a new preview. And it did show some different characters in it. So there's Norman Reedus as the Sam Porter Bridges, Fregel, Tarman, Dollman, Rainey, Tomorrow, Hartman, and I think that's it. So now, Death Standing True, or Death Stranding 2, now I have some new characters. My mouth doesn't work anymore either. But it won't be after you meet this guy. Yeah, we're talking about Metal Gear Solid, and Konami's Noriko Kimura did apologize, as I do for butchering the name, because they did not release a release date via PlayStation Universe, and Noriaki did make the comments during the Tokyo Game Show over the weekend, and that's where there was some gameplay with the Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater, and he said that Konami doesn't want to make any promises to the fans that they are unable to keep, and assured the players that they'll be working hard on the game. And they are. So there we have that. But what if they didn't show it at all? According to GamesRadar, Gamescom director did say that if Sony and Nintendo did skip the show, it would not be negative. In fact, it was Tim Endres that was talking to GamesRadar before the Tokyo Game Show, and he said, quote, "It's common for publishers to reassess their participation in events like Gamescom each year." I'm talking about Gamescom, sorry. Further quote, "Nintendo's and Sony's absence isn't a negative sign. Nintendo participated in the first edition of Gamescom LATAM this year, showcasing its ongoing engagement with Gamescom. Also, they return in 2023 with 4-year hiatus and 2K, as well as EA coming back to 2024 too. So a company not being present doesn't mean they will never join again. It might just not be fit for their current marketing or release plan," end quote. So what could be released? IGN did say that there's a live service game, Horizon, that is coming, but Horizon 3 might not be anytime soon. So Jason Schreier, again, was talking to the Spawn Waves Spawncast, and he said that Horizon 3, quote, "might be a ways off." Further quote, "Guerrilla is an interesting place because they are working on this Horizon Online game that I'm not sure how many people want that. They've got this Horizon Zero Dawn remaster coming, and the LEGO game Horizon Adventure is coming. What happens if neither of those hit? It turns out fans isn't a ton of interest on Horizon anymore. Are they still going to be doing the online game? There's a lot of questions around the strategy around that online game that I certainly have." Now, Sony did see some success with Helldivers 2, but when it came to Concord, there was no success to that. So we shall see what happens. Keep in mind that Sony did lay off a bunch of people this year. So once again, we shall see what happens. But Kojima was still talking, and he was talking about his project OD. This is purexbox.com, and that's what he was talking about, because he talked to Variety, and he said, quote, "I wanted to do something new that wasn't Death Stranding, so I teamed up with Microsoft to create OD. This is a game, but it's a game like no other. I can't go into too much detail, and it's also hard to explain, but it's a bit risky and a new challenge for me within the realm of games." So, it is coming. We go back to PlayStation, though, because Astrobot isn't getting any cameos. PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that, and Team Asobi did explain that there was some lack of Square Enix characters in Asobi's Astrobot. So why did Square Enix decline to take part in Astrobot? The studio lead, Nicholas Doucet, was answering a question like that from the Game File's Stephen Totilio, and apparently Square Enix was not on board with the idea, because when Nicholas did say that almost 100% of the partners that Sony did contact were happy to take part with the project, but Nicholas was surprised by the positive response from a lot of the partners, and he assumed that only half of the Cameos team, Masobi, that was wishing that it would happen. So here's what he said to Gamefile. Quote, "In the end, in fact, almost 100% are in, because these partners just raised their hand and said, absolutely," end quote. And some of the folks did make some assumptions that the publisher wanted some pretty big money for the Cameos, what Square Enix wanted. So Square Enix said no. But that's okay, because PC Games N said that if you want to make a new computer, Asus, the new Intel Arrow Lake motherboard, is available, but it's gonna cost ya. Well, it will become available. And right now, the motherboard itself will cost well over $1,000, at which you could buy a pretty well-built NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4060 type of gaming PC for about that price, not just the motherboard. Now, the latest Arrow Lake will use the new LGA 1851 socket, and that will require you to buy a new motherboard with a Z890 chipset that will be sitting at the top of the range. So, careful, there's a new motherboard out there. And I think everybody said, what the smurf after that price check? Because Gamatsu did say that the Smurfs Dream Demo is now available. And it's available for PlayStation 5 in the PlayStation Store, Xbox Series X and S, Switch, Nintendo eShop, and on Steam. There you go. There you go. Oh, Gamatsu also said that Neon Blood will now launch November 26th, so about 2 months from now. So if you want that game, go get it. It will be yours. Indeed, it will be. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. I'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.